The five most common symptoms associated with the Omicron variant include runny nose, fatigue, which can be mild or severe, headache, sore throat, as well as sneezing. However, there are other symptoms that are also common with other variants. These include coughing, shortness of breath, fever, muscle aches, as well as loss of smell, although this is less common with the Omicron variant. Omicron is different than other variants because of the mutations, 32 mutations around the spike protein itself, which means that it has changed shape and is better able to enter the cells of the body and replicate faster, replicating 70 times faster than previous variants, and has a higher ability to reinfect. So you're more likely, 3 to 4 times more likely to be reinfected if you've had previous COVID with the Omicron variant. Overall, we also see that based on early data, the reproduction number is between 3 to 5. The existing vaccines still do help protect against severe symptoms of Omicron, but we are seeing much higher rates of breakthrough infection with just 2 doses, which is why it's very important to get a booster jab as well. With a booster, we see that protection against severe symptoms goes up to 80%. Compared to the halving effect that we've seen with Pfizer, just with 2 doses alone. Risk of hospitalization has decreased with Omicron. However, due to its increased ability to transmit, its very high transmissibility, this means that we have many more people who are affected with Omicron at the same time, and the growth rate is much higher than for any other variant that we have seen before. So because it's spreading much more quickly across the population, many more vulnerable people will all be sick at the same time. So the public health threat remains because it will apply a significant amount of pressure on a healthcare system. So even if Delta had higher rates of hospitalization, it impacted fewer people at the same time. We will see that younger people may have milder symptoms, but those with underlying conditions and the elderly will still be at a greater risk of hospitalization with Omicron and can develop complications. This overall, if we look at the advantage that is given by it being milder, is essentially canceled out by the sheer rate of growth.